things in music history. So I don't want to downplay that, but that's what we'll keep it up here in the next top of the hour here. But yeah, you're listening to WMECFM College Park, where college radio is good radio.
The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
You are listening now to the Piggy Bank here on WMECFM College Park. I am your host, Brandon Appleton. Welcome to the second hour. If you're sticking around from the first hour, thanks for sticking around. If you're just tuning in, hello. We're looking back on the 40th anniversary of Live Aid, July 13th, 1985. Two performances, Wembley Stadium in London and JFK Stadium in Philadelphia. With money being raised to end the famine in, at the time, Ethiopia, and with many great performances across both nations, in the importance of it, we're talking a lot about it. We've already gotten into some Queen, we've already gotten into some Rolling Stones, The Who, Daryl Hall, and John Oates, and we got a lot more still coming up next. We're going to get into some Sultans, Dire Straits, with some Sultans of Swing. we'll get into that in a bit as well. We'll also get into some Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young with Find the Cost of Freedom. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, they only did like a 3-song set list. One of them was kind of like a bleed from one into another, so more like two. With they did Only Love Can Break Your Heart, which was originally by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and they did Daylight Again and Find the Cost of Freedom. And then over in London, albeit different timing because of time zones and all that, Dire Straits did a 2-song set list. Sting had been on the stage a good amount there, but they did Money for Nothing with Sting, followed by Sultans of Swing. So, with that said, let's keep the ship sailing. Time for some Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits, and then Find the Cost of Freedom by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. Band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Guitar George, he knows all the chords. But it's strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing. Doesn't mind
Friday night. With the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. And a crowd of young boys there fooling around in the corner, drunk and dressed in their best brown baggies in their platform soles. Give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans, they play Creole.
Down. Find
And that was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young with Find the Cost of Freedom. And before that, we had some Dire Straits with Sultans of Swing. So, we're going to continue on. We're going to get into some U2 and Led Zeppelin. U2 did only, I think, like a two-song thing. They did Sunday Bloody Sunday, and then Bad with like different snippets of like Satellite of Love, Ruby Tuesday, Sympathy to the Devil, Walk on the Wild Side. They kind of like a mashup of different things. And then over in the, if I can find it, there we go. And then Led Zeppelin did a, was there actually their reunion? It was their reunion. It was their first show after, and it was their first show after John Bonham had passed away in 1980. They had Phil Collins, who had played drums actually for Robert Plant on his first two solo albums post Led Zeppelin, and then Tony Thompson. He's a session drummer. He was part of the Power Station and a member of Chick. The show was, Led Zeppelin's reunion was very much critiqued because Robert Plant's voice was not great. Jimmy Page was intoxicated and out of tune. there wasn't a lot of rehearsals. The monitors weren't functioning great. And Plant would eventually go on to describe this as, quote, a blank atrocity for us. It made us look like loonies. The word that's blanked there it's the third word. If you know George Carlin's Seven Dirty Words You Can't Say on TV, it's the third word, but then add an ing to it. That's the word. I can't say it, but yeah, it was that bad of a performance. Page also criticized Collins, saying that because apparently Collins really wanted to play with the band. Apparently he didn't know it very well, the music, because Page had said basically, hey, you can do it if you know the tunes, and Collins said, yes, I do, but he didn't. In which Collins said, quote, it wasn't my fault, it was bad. I'm changing some words there, but it wasn't my fault, it was bad. I could have walked off, I would have, but then we'd be talking about Phil Collins walking off Live Aid, so I just stuck it out. I turned up and I was a square peg in a round hole. Robert was happy to see me, but Jimmy wasn't. It's actually one of the few performances that's not part of the video, if you go search it up, that was posted by Live Aid yesterday. They've basically withheld permission from that video ever being shown. Ever again. And it's basically a giant, there's a triangle of everybody pointing at each other. You got Plant pointing at Jimmy Page is pointing at Collins is pointing at both of them, and it's like it's a mess. Anyway, we'll get into some YouTube with some Sunday Bloody Sunday, and then we'll get into some Led Zeppelin with Stairway to Heaven.
Close my eyes and make it go away. glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. She's buying a stairway here. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts
Led Zeppelin with Stairway to Heaven, and before that, U2 with Sunday Bloody Sunday. So, again, here on the Big Bank, which is on WMUC FM College Park, we are looking back on the 40th anniversary of Live Aid. You know, it happened 40 years ago yesterday. Two shows, one at Wembley Stadium in London, one in Philadelphia at JFK Stadium. I did say I'd talk about it. Let's just get it out of the way. As much as we do remember, and I do want to acknowledge it, as I do want to say this. I'm talking about this in the sense to be fair to the show. And to be fair to the opinions of all of the show. It is still a very important moment in music history, but it feels important to bring this up so everyone can, so we're not just getting the, we'll say, whitewashed version of it, I guess. It is important to remember that in terms of this performance's goal of getting funds to Ethiopia after everything, to basically help end the famine, it didn't accomplish that goal. A year after Band Aid in 1986, Spin Magazine basically published an expose on Live Aid's actions afterward. Basically, there had been they claimed that Geldof had ignored warnings from Medicine Sans Frontieres. Basically, it's Doctors Without Borders. It's the French name for it. He had been given warning that providing these funds to the Ethiopian government under Derg leader Mengistu Haile Mariam would be dangerous, because at the time in Ethiopia, it was a very contentious time in Ethiopia. There was a civil war going on in Eritrea, which was part of Ethiopia at the time, and the money went straight to him, to their leader, Mengistu. And in the end, the famine didn't end. It did end eventually, but the money didn't go to ending that. In 2010, the BBC World Service actually made a claim that some aid funds were siphoned off to buy weapons for the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, who at the time was fighting Derg. I will note, and just for the sake of fair, to be fair, BBC did not claim that the Band-Aid funds were involved, but they did say Band-Aid had played, but they did note that they played the Band-Aid single to introduce the report, to be fair in this scenario. And other BBC programs repeated the allegation, and added explicit reference to Band-Aid. The Band-Aid Trust did complain to the BBC Editorial Complaints Unit regarding the specific allegations in the BBC World Service documentary, and in later repetitions, and their complaint was upheld. The BBC later issued an apology before every television and radio news bulletin of the Trust and acknowledged that there was no evidence the money had been diverted, while the British ambassador to Ethiopia at the time, Brian Barter, issued a detailed rebuttal of the BBC's claims, making clear that, quote, the diversion of aid related only to the tiny proportion that was supplied by some NGOs to rebel-held areas, end quote, and was not an allegation about the bulk of emergency aid to Ethiopia during the famine. You can find out more about this. I think a Wikipedia search for this is fine. I know there's a whole thing about trusting Wikipedia. It's fine in this scenario, I would think. It talks about the Spin magazine. It talks about how Mengistu used the money to buy weapons from Soviet Union. It talks about, Geldof's response to this, in which he basically said, quote, "I will shake hands with the devil on my left and on my right to get the people who are meant to be helped." Basically, Geldof to this day continues to hold that position. And it, as much, and again, I don't want to downplay, he really did try. There was a valiant effort with it. But it is important to note that is what happened. So I felt like it is important to at least talk about it since we're kind of halfway and just kind of rant on it. I know. We're not here. I'm going to end the politics talk now just because I don't want to talk politics till the end of days. But yeah. Okay, so let's get back to the music because I don't want to be too focused on this and get all depressed. So we're going to get into some Paul Young now with Every Time You Go Away, and then we're gonna get into some Phil Collins, which he's another interesting character in this, as you could probably already tell when I was talking about Led Zeppelin. He's an interesting character in this. He was the only person who performed both in London and Philadelphia during the show. He did a small set in London, if I can find it real quick. He did one early. He went out early because of it. He did it with Sting and Bradford Morales. And he did kind of like a 7-song thing. So Sting went out and did Roxanne, Driven to Tears, and we'll get into some Police later if we have time. Then Phil Collins came out and did Against All Odds. And then Sting comes back out, does Message in a Bottle. They do Phil Collins in the Air Tonight. And then they both do Together, Long, Long Way to Go, and Every Breath You Take. Phil Collins then took a Concorde plane from London to Philadelphia and then rushed to the stadium into Philadelphia and did a... He participated with Eric Clapton on White Room, She's Waiting, Layla, did Against All Odds, and then did his own little mini set Against All Odds in the Air Tonight, and then did the infamous Led Zeppelin 3 song Everything Went Off the Rails. So, with that all being said, and getting through all the depressing stuff, and there may be more, because there's a lot of stories with this. We're going to get into some Paul Young, Every Time You Go Away, and then we'll get into some Phil Collins within the Air Tonight. Stick around on WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio.
Oh, I can feel it coming.
And that was Phil Collins with In the Air Tonight off the album Face Value. And before that, Paul Young with Every Time You Go Away off the album Secret Association. So, with that being said, we're going to get into some Brian Ferry and Derek and the Dominoes next. Brian Ferry, I believe he was at the London show, if I remember correctly. Yes, he had David Gilmour as his backing guitarist, actually, of the Talking Heads. Or of Pink Floyd, sorry, geez. It's Monday. Let my brain have its moments. It's Monday. Oh, man, it's bad. Brian Ferry with David Gilmour as backing guitarist. He did Sensation, Boys and Girls, Slave to Love, and Jealous Guy. And then Eric Clapton did a set in, I want to say, the U.S. With Phil Collins, White Room, She's Waiting, and Layla. So, with that being said, here is Brian Ferry with Slave to Love. We'll be right back. And that was Derek and the Dominoes with Layla. And then before that, why did I say it like that? And then before that, Bride Fairy, Slave to Love. We're getting close to the top of the hour, about 80 seconds off from it. We're sticking around for one more hour. Just quick programming note. I don't think we may have New York House Groove later today at 2 o'clock. I don't think Paul Gold's hosting it today, but could be wrong. I don't think he's on, but please correct me if I'm wrong. But that's from 2 to 4 if he is. That's from 2 to 4 o'clock this afternoon. And then we got Smith Island Cake on with Claire Leatherwood at 10 p.m. tonight until 11 p.m. So if you need something to do, you know, tune in, you know. It's always a fun time. We still got an hour show left, as I said. Man, it's fun going through this music, and it's kind of fun to, like, just see, like, what's going on with, you know, just listening to it. Because it's like, you know, this is some music that I kind of, like, my parents would play when I grew up. I mean, there was other music, of course, but, like, this is stuff that, like, I would hear at my mom's, for example. So, enjoy it. You know, we got a lot left. We might go back to the Beatles if we have time. We'll definitely have time for the Police. We'll get into some Howard Jones, Thompson Twins, The Power Station, Sade, Neil Young.